This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Hare.
Hey, Jim. Good to see you. Good to be with you. And thanks for everyone that's tuning in today.
And Bridget, we always kick things off with a prayer here at Catholic Radio. And being that our topic today is abortion related, I thought we'd make the prayer abortion related. So please join me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gifts of life, liberty, and freedom. Each life is a gift. And today, I ask that you protect the lives of the unborn from the brutal practice of abortion. Please shine the light of love and support upon mothers who are struggling and believe abortion is the only way out. I ask that you help our country heal from the decades of misguided and evil policies that have allowed for the abortion industry to thrive, preying on young women and creating a culture of death. Please, God, help us end abortion once and for all. In the name of Jesus, who came to give us life abundantly, I pray, amen.
Amen. And this is going to be a really interesting show from the perspective that we talk about abortion more related to women. But this show is going to be about men. And Jim, did you have something else you wanted to add?
Well, I came across a little tidbit that's got nothing to do with our program today.
Okay.
At all. But I wanted to share this with everybody here. At radio stations, we are constantly bombarded with news releases from everybody about everything because everybody thinks their cause is important enough for the to get on the radio.
We're a media outlet, so people send us media stuff.
So I got one this morning that I thought, well, I'm just going to share that with everybody. It has to do with language and our, being Midwesterners, dialect. That there are more than 7,000 languages spoken around the world and more than 30 dialects in the United States alone. And a language learning platform called Preply recently surveyed 1,000 Americans to find out which American accents are viewed as the best, the worst, the smartest sounding, and the most annoying. And here we are, drum roll please. The Midwest accent that we all use was found to be the number one most trustworthy accent in America. The number three smartest sounding dialect in America, and the accent that Americans like most. And we are number four for the sexiest accent in America.
Well, wow.
I know everybody wanted to know that. So
that's really thrown me off, Jim, but I've actually heard that about the Midwestern accent. So, Jim, we're fourth on sexy, I guess.
Fourth.
But
we got some work to do.
But number one on trustworthy, right?
That's the important one.
Well, that's good. Well, getting back to our topic here. Thanks so much, Jim. We are going to be talking about an abortion recovery program for men called Project Joseph. And joining us is David Bangs, the local coordinator, and Eric Slaughter, who is a facilitator with the program. So welcome to Faith in Action, guys.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, since we all know that we are have these great voices, we'll be able to share this to talk about this topic, this very important topic. As we were getting started, I was mentioning that when people think of abortion, they usually think about, you know, women involved in this. But obviously, to create a child, you need a man and a woman. But the aspect of abortion recovery doesn't really, that many people are familiar with, talk about men. So I want David, if you would give us a little bit overview of Project Joseph, what is it, and tell us a little bit more about
it. Well, you said part of the answer yourself. When we think about abortion, we don't think about the men. Everybody thinks about the babies. A lot of people think about the women. but for every abortion, there's also a man involved somewhere. So Project Joseph is designed to deal with men that are suffering from a past abortion. It could be their own, or perhaps there's the spouse of a woman who has had an abortion previously, or a father that took her daughter to the abortion center. However, men are affected by an abortion in their past.
I'm glad that you corrected me that we do think about the babies. That's obviously the number one that we're thinking about, not just the women, because obviously the baby dies, you know.
Right.
But I was referring to women and men in the recovery after abortion. So, but I'm so glad that you made that point, because obviously the baby dies in this horrific situation. Eric, how did you get involved in Project Joseph? You are a facilitator in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis for this program, and David is the local coordinator for the Diocese of Lafayette. Eric, talk about your involvement. How did you get involved in the ministry?
Well, prior to Project Joseph, I was a facilitator, and I still am, for Rachel's Vineyard.
Okay.
And post-abortion healing retreats for men and for women.
Okay.
And for a while, David and I had been talking about needing something for men.
Mm-hmm.
So Breanne Varick, who's the director of the Office of Human Life and Dignity here in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, told me about Project Joseph in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
So I decided that I would go down there and take a look at it and see if it was worth bringing back here to Indianapolis. So I went to for the reason of observing, which is never a good idea. You never want to go observe something like
yeah.
that. But I had went through healing before, so I thought, well, I'll just go down. So when I was down there, I found out that I needed some more things to go through, to resolve, to address. Because when you're with men at the retreat, no women, men will often discuss things that they may not discuss around women.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I did not know that Rachel's Vineyard was for men and women. I thought it was just for women. So I learned something new there. We're talking with David Bangs and Eric Slaughter. They are volunteers with Project Joseph. Talk about the scope of the ministry, David.
As far as locations, you mean, or
yeah, is this
geographical scope?
Yeah, so this is, are they all over the United States? Are they, you mentioned, Eric, you mentioned you went down to Dallas. Is it like based out of Dallas? Are they like the national people, or are there regional Project Josephs, if that makes sense?
No, there isn't. There are local Project Josephs.
Okay.
The program was actually started in Kansas by a priest about 20 years ago, and there is still a Project Joseph there. I was able to find, like, I think 5 or 6 Project Joseph sites around the country. So I guess technically you could say it's national, but it's not very well developed at this point.
It's not, you know, it's not necessarily organized under, you know, a national umbrella, I guess. And when did it come to Indiana? I think maybe your first retreat was September 2022, something like that.
Yes. Yeah, that was the first retreat we held in Indiana. We're planning at this point offering 2 a year, one in the Lafayette Diocese and one in the Indianapolis Archdiocese each year.
Now, sometimes a very common question that we ask our guests are about the name of their organization, and sometimes the names are kind of obscure, and we're not sure just where or why an organization would be named that. I'm kind of assuming this Project Joseph is named for Saint Joseph, Father of Jesus.
Yes, it is. He is the model father for all of us, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, he was in a difficult situation himself. You know, if you really think about, you know, Joseph and Mary and how he basically manned up and you know,
exactly.
You know, took responsibility, even though it was a weird situation with, you know, my soon-to-be wife is expecting a baby and I'm not the father, and it was, and the father was the Holy Spirit. That's a story right there. You know, it's like, oh, it took a lot of faith in God to kind of.
And in biblical times, they didn't treat things like that very nicely either.
No, they didn't. You get the old stone, right?
Absolutely.
So not a good situation.
And the thing about St. Joseph was, there's no text of him speaking,
mm-hmm.
but he was a man of action. He was a carpenter. He was creative. He used his hands. He was strong. He protected the Blessed Mother and our Lord. And so that's why he's a perfect model for men. He's a man of action, strong, and so
probably yeah. Joseph. If we have to have a model, he's probably the very best.
Yeah, and the thing that I was thinking about is I think the number of abortions in the United States is somewhere around 60 million, 60 plus million babies have been aborted since 73 or something like that, that are, I guess, maybe have been recorded, is that's the number I always hear. And I'm curious, you know, what's the need for men in this recovery process? You know, what's going on with the man? Not all men that are involved when an abortion happens are going along with it. I guess people maybe assume that the man's always going along with it, or maybe forcing the woman to have an abortion, but that's not the case. Can either of you speak to that, what the need is? Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah,
go ahead.
The need is huge, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, with 63 million abortions since 1973, as you mentioned, you know, there's something less than that in terms of people, because many people have multiple abortions.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a huge number. And while men are probably better at burying their feelings and trying to pretend it didn't happen, it did happen. And at some point, I believe almost everybody's going to have to reconcile with that. So everybody obviously will have to reconcile that with God. But we found that it comes up in their own lives at some point, too. There's a whole lot of ways that abortion affects their lives, you know, through depression and substance abuse and sexual addiction and a variety of other things. So when a man finally comes to the realization that these problems that he's dealing with in his life are rooted in this abortion in his past, that's where the opportunity for healing comes in.
And I know that, you know, you mentioned, and it's so true, we can all just ignore our feelings or try to stuff our feelings down or whatever. And I would agree that I think men might be more apt to do that because they maybe don't feel like they can be as expressive in general. Females are just generally more expressive. I mean, depends on the person, but I could see how men would be much, much more susceptible to having these hurts and not dealing with them, but and not even realizing that that's what it's connected to.
Right.
And we've been told as men that abortion, we don't have wombs, so abortion is none of our business.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, with the overturning of Roe versus Wade to the Dobbs decision, it's brought up abortion again for men and for women. So now men are faced with this issue. We were told once before, it's a right, we did the right thing, but now we're thinking about it again.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot more men and women stepping mm-hmm. forward in need of healing.
Sure, and men are kind of told to keep it to yourself, just tough it out, you know, you'll get over it, that sort of thing, where, you know, discussing it and talking about feelings and things like that is not something that comes as natural to a man as to a woman.
True. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Project Joseph and after abortion healing program for men. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Wheels keep turning. Time keeps ticking. The wise keep learning. God keeps teaching. Use your moments. Learn well. Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we are talking with our guest, David Bangs, who's the coordinator for the Diocese of Lafayette, and Eric Slaughter, a facilitator in the Indianapolis Archdiocese. And we're talking about Project Joseph, which is an after-abortion recovery program for men. And Jim, you had a question?
Well, Eric, in the Indianapolis area, is this a new movement, a new project, or has it been around for a while?
Project Joseph is new, yes. We had our first retreat back in September.
Okay.
And so in terms of this Project Joseph, is it primarily a retreat, or is there a post-retreat or other activities that go along with it? David, tell us a little bit about how the program's actually delivered and what it is exactly.
It is a retreat. It's a two-day retreat. We start about noon on Saturday and spend one overnight in the retreat center, and then we finish up late afternoon on Sunday. So the focus is the retreat. However, Eric and I and the rest of the team are available for post-retreat support at any time. You know, we tell them in the retreat that we're here for them forever, you know, whatever it takes to facilitate their healing. And this, you know, the healing is a process too. It's not a magic bullet. You go to a retreat for one weekend and all is well, you know. So it's a long-term process, and we'll walk through it with them as long as we need to.
And do you anticipate people maybe coming to more than one retreat? I mean, somebody go and feel much better about themselves afterwards, but maybe coming back to future ones as well?
That does happen occasionally. Sometimes somebody will come to a retreat when perhaps they're not quite ready, or the abortion is fairly fresh, or they're at a particular place in their life, and then when they're in a different place in their life, somewhere later on, something comes up that needs mm-hmm. to be resolved. So people do come back occasionally.
Now, besides Project Joseph, we have Rachel's Vineyard for men and for women. Oftentimes, men will go through the Rachel's Vineyard, and then they'll go through Project Joseph, or the other way around. So it's always available.
Now, what kind of materials do you use at one of the retreats? Is it an established agenda you go through and step by step throughout the day, or is it more loose and casual than that?
We do have a set program. It consists of scripture readings, meditations, figures such as King David and, of course, St. Joseph mentioned as well. We have a team. I'll just talk about that. We have a team would be the leader. Usually that's going to be David, myself as a facilitator, one or two of us, post-abortive men. And we also have a therapist, licensed therapist. And we'll have a priest or deacon present as well, because there's confession and mass takes mm-hmm. place. And so this is the time for these men to come together and share, probably for the first time, what has happened to them, to their child in abortion, with other people who can understand what they've gone through.
And you know, what's really interesting, and I'm somewhat familiar with this with Rachel's Vineyard, but and other people that have talked to me about a previous abortion, whether they were a man or a woman, that it might be. They may not be the one that was, I guess, created the child. Maybe it's a person that's a grandfather of the child, or, you know, it affects extended family members, you know, sisters, brothers, uncles, because that child that didn't come to life was known about in many cases by other family members. And they're grieving that loss. Do you see? Is it primarily the actual person that comes, or is it maybe someone like a father to a daughter that he helped facilitate the abortion? You get what I'm saying?
Yes, we call that.
Is it open to any man that's had abortion impact their life?
We call that shockwave, because the shockwave of that abortion affects many people.
Mm-hmm.
We can have grandparents. We mm-hmm. can have siblings.
Mm-hmm.
We can have someone who was married to their spouse has had an abortion in their past, and that affects them as well. The two have become one. Mm-hmm. So yes, the retreat, there's an interview to ascertain whether this is a proper retreat for the individual. Mm-hmm. But yes, it is open to those who've been affected by abortion.
Yeah, and I don't think people really think about that unless they've talked to somebody who either they've experienced it either personally or, you know, someone they knew very close in their family that it happened to, because there definitely is those that shock, aftershock, I suppose, that shock waves that you were saying. So then what if someone is, how do you know if you're ready to, if you're a man listening, how do you know if you're ready to go on a retreat like this? You were involved in an abortion in some way. Eric, how does someone discern, how does a man discern, or maybe a woman listening, maybe going to Project Rachel, if they should attend a retreat like Project Joseph or Rachel's Vineyard? Go ahead, David, you got that one?
Sure. I think the answer comes to them in their heart. You know, it's affecting, something's affecting their life. You know, this abortion in the past is weighing on them in some way. You know, they're thinking about it, and sometimes they're thinking about it 24/7. Or they're dealing with some of the things that I mentioned earlier, addiction, or difficulty in keeping a relationship together, things like that. And, you know, once that realization comes to them that the abortion could possibly be the root of all these issues that I'm dealing with, they'll know that it's time to seek out healing. And, you know, Rachel's Vineyard or Project Joseph are both good options.
And if they attend the retreat, maybe they want to attend the retreat, they want to help start the healing process of this after abortion recovery. Do they have to talk about it at the retreat, like in front of other people, if they're uncomfortable about that, or can they just attend and hear other people's stories? Or what's the requirement? Let, you know, someone that's coming to the retreat, can you speak to that?
Yeah, they do need to talk about it, because that's part of the healing process. You know, that's about, I use the analogy of a wound. You know, the only way, if you've got a wound that's infected, mm-hmm. The only way it's going to heal is if you clean out the infection, right?
You've got to rip
the Band-Aid off and clean it out and let it heal properly. So,
well, I know.
Yeah, that is part of the retreat, to talk about it, and a lot of people don't want to do that, but they find that once they start talking, it comes pretty easily. You know, they actually want to get rid of it.
And I think it's good. I'm glad I asked that question, because I think it's good to know what's kind of expected before you come in, and you know, you can kind of, I guess, gear yourself up for all that, you know, what would be involved.
The retreat's a safe place. Christ is there. It's confidential. Mm-hmm. We don't disclose the location until it's decided that the person is going to attend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So all that's important to make it a safe place where the attendees can open up and share.
I know we got just have a couple minutes left, and I want to get two things in. There is one coming up. There is a retreat, a Project Joseph retreat coming up. April 22nd and 23rd in the central Indiana area.
That's right.
So people can get connected to that. We'll give you more information before we close this interview, but I want to ask either one of you personally to kind of give a little testimony about how this retreat impacted you, or maybe some feedback that you've heard from other men who have been impacted or received some type of healing as they went through this Project Joseph after abortion healing for men.
Well, as I said, when I went on the retreat expecting to be more of an observer, because I'm a facilitator, I found that I had wounds that had not been healed. And that came about because I was able to listen to these men, a group of men. The retreats I've been on has been mostly women. So this was wonderful to be with these men.
Mm-hmm.
One attendee described the retreat as being excellent. He appreciated being able to share and hear and understand that he was not the only one that went through the depression, the feelings that he went through. He wasn't alone. That's the very powerful aspect of the retreats. You're not alone.
Yeah, and I think that feeling of helplessness, too, that, that men have shared, you know, with me, like, oh, someone, you know, I'm with is having an abortion and I can't stop it or whatever. So kind of the desperation, but the hope and the healing that they received. David, did you have anything to add to that?
When I went through the Project Joseph retreat, when we did the retreat in September, that was the first experience I had had with Project Joseph because Eric went alone to Dallas. I wasn't able to go, but I had been involved with Rachel's Vineyard for about 10 years and leading Rachel's Vineyard retreats for several years. And so there was nothing new, but, you know, you do realize pretty quickly that even though healing has taken place, you never, ever really forget. You know, the scar, if you will, remains as a reminder.
Yeah, understandable. It's great that you men have stepped up and are involved in this very important after abortion healing for men. How can people get connected? We've just got a couple minutes left or just about 30 seconds left. Give us some details on how to get connected and get signed up or more information.
The retreat coming up is April 22nd and 23rd in central Indiana. As Eric mentioned, we don't disclose the location until somebody is committed to the retreat, just for privacy concerns. They can contact me at dlbangs1@gmail.com or by phone. Our Facebook page, Eric, what's the Facebook address?
Go to Facebook and just look up Project Joseph Indiana. It's the only one.
Okay.
So,
for information about the retreat itself, for some testimonials of men that have gone through the retreat, they can go to projectjosephdallas.org.
Okay, that's projectjosephdallas.org or dlbangs1@gmail.com, or you can go to Facebook and look up Project Joseph Indiana. All right. David Bangs, Eric Slaughter, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Brigid. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Brigid@CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.